We got some food stuff we're going to be talking about, starting out with 8 surprising uses for potatoes. Hey, Dan, have we ever followed up again with the guy who ate nothing but potatoes?
You know, that's a good question. We have not spoken to him in a very long time. He completed his quest.
He did, yeah. Didn't he? And he ate nothing but potatoes.
For an entire year.
For an entire year. Nothing but potatoes. And he lost, what? How much? He lost like a ton of weight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is he in Australia?
He is.
He's an Australian guy who ate nothing but potatoes for a year. Esmeralda, could you eat nothing but potatoes for an entire year?
No. That's really sad and depressing. I remember that interview, mm-hmm. and I remember listening and just thinking, your life is so sad. Because he then said that, like, he, like, even too much spice was, like, even a little bit of spice was too much for him now because his taste buds
right.
have gone bland. I was like, that's so depressing.
Right. He's an interesting guy. I mean, it's crazy. And you know what was really funny, Esmeralda, was that when we, because we interviewed him twice. We interviewed him a couple of times. But when he started out with his quest, right, and then when he finished it.
Right.
The first time we interviewed him, when he was, like, in the middle of doing it, when he was in the middle of this year-long diet of eating nothing but potatoes, The Martian was out in theaters. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yeah.
And Esmeralda, have you seen The Martian?
No.
In The Martian, this is the Matt Damon movie where he's stuck up on Mars and tries to survive. He eats, not, he uses his own poop to help fertilize and grow nothing but potatoes, and he eats nothing but potatoes in the movie. Because that's all that will grow. So he has no choice. He's run out of whatever supplies were left on the ship. Then for the rest of the movie, he eats nothing but potatoes. And so that was like the number one question that the guy from Australia was asked every single time. Was like, have you seen, like the first question of like most of the interviews during that time period, because The Martian was in theaters at that time, was like, have you seen The Martian? He's like, no, I haven't. Because you're living it. You don't need to watch it because you're living it. Nothing but potatoes for a year. And he'd have them in different ways, right? Wouldn't he?
He'd cook them in a variety of ways.
Yeah. So it wouldn't be that boring, Esmeralda.
He lost 120 pounds.
He lost 120 pounds. Okay. Well, here are some surprising uses for potatoes, Esmeralda, in case you just want to do more than eat. You could wear them. Potatoes come from a nightshade plant called Solanum tuberosum, which blooms with white, pink, red, blue, and purple flowers in the late 1700s in an effort to inspire their starving subjects to plant the newly introduced vegetable, which the Spanish had brought to Europe from the New World. Marie Antoinette wore potato flowers in her hair, and her husband, King Louis the 16th, wore them in his buttonholes. This inspired potato flowers to be a favorite of the French nobility at the time, but the ploy didn't work. The lower classes spurned the upper classes' efforts to get them to farm the crop. So that actually, they thought that was going to work? Like wearing potato flowers in your hair, it's going to get, you know, the commoners are going to really, really want to grow potatoes now that I have some in my buttonholes. You know, you can make electricity with potatoes. With just a few household items, wires, some copper, and a zinc-coated nail, and one of the tubers, you can power a clock, a light bulb, and many other small electronics. Wow. I think I saw that one time on, like, Mr. Wizard or something, where they had, like, a potato. I can't remember what it was, but they had, like, they used a potato to power something. Can't remember what it was. You can garden in space. That's what we were just talking about. In 1995, the potato became the first vegetable grown in space in the space shuttle. Raymond Beulah of the University of Wisconsin spearheaded a project in which 5 Norlin variety potato leaves were propagated in space. Beulah, his research group, monitored the project from Wisconsin, staying in constant contact with NASA, who stayed in contact with the crew on the space shuttle. When the shuttle arrived home, everyone was pleased to find that the potato plants not only survived the ordeal, but they actually grew potatoes. How about that? Space potatoes. That's a new movie. That's a new show on FX. Space potatoes, yeah! They're potatoes from space. How about this? You can grow roses. Gardeners can insert rose cuttings into a potato and then plant the entire potato as if it were a seed or a bulb. The nutrient-rich potato helps provide moisture and sustenance to the growing plant, giving the cutting a better chance to survive. You can make plastic with potatoes. Bioplastics, as they're called, can be made from corn, wheat, and, yes, you guessed it, potatoes. The concentration of starches in the potato can be used to make plastic, and the plastic made out of potatoes can be burned and composted with much less impact on the environment. How about that? You can measure time with a potato. Peru's Incas used the potato for all sorts of things at the height of their civilization. Known for creative, forward-thinking agricultural practices, the Incas also studied time and started using the time to take that it cooks a potato to measure time. So they're just measuring time by how long it takes to cook a potato. You can remove rust with a potato. Have a knife with some rust spots. If you insert the knife into a potato and let it sit for a while, you'll go a long way by removing the rust. Potatoes naturally contain oxalic acid, which is used by many households and cleaning products. It helps to dissolve rust. To attack larger rusted surfaces with a potato, cut it in half, sprinkle baking powder on it, or dip it into dish soap, and then get to scrubbing. And then finally, you can mail them. Thanks to Mail-A-Spud, for only $9.99, everyone's dream of mailing a potato to their closest friends and family can be a reality. Is this really? Is it everyone's dream? The site advertises that it can send potatoes anywhere in the U.S. and that your choice of mailed gift will be sure to delight recipients. If not delight, at least confuse in a good way. $10 to mail a potato. Sounds like a bargain, right, Dan?
Too bad. Well, Vic Vaughn's birthday is next.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Mail a potato.
You just give me that money and I'll deliver it.
You'll deliver it?
I'll deliver it myself.
Give Esmeralda the $10 and she'll deliver the potato.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, speaking of potatoes, after the break, there was a big French fry taste-off. From five major fast food chains. And we've got the results to that, speaking of potatoes. All right, we'll take a quick break. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. The news is up next. Hey, good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here, 18 floors above beautiful downtown Chicago. If you'd like to join us, it's 312-981-7200 for talk and text. You can also follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected, though, is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. My dad's going to be calling in to tell a joke. It's Monday, and that's what we do here on the show. He calls in and tells a joke. And so we'll do that again coming up on in just a few minutes, in a little while here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. I have to fix this here. Hang on a second. Wait. Okay. Okay. Now I'm all right. Dan, do you have a favorite French fry from the big locations?
You know, I will go with McDonald's. I think Wendy's are a little too salty. I recently had Burger King for the first time in a long time, and the fries didn't impress me. And you know, McDonald's are usually pretty solid. Always a good go-to.
Everybody, you know, in all the years that McDonald's has been around, they've always been pretty high on the list of French fries.
Sure.
People love the McDonald's French fries.
They do. I remember our colleague Steve King, you know, the reason he could enjoy McDonald's French fries was because they were gluten-free, and they were gluten-free because so many people ordered the fries, they had their own dedicated fryer, where other fast food joints would have to, you know, use fryers for multiple different foods. So as a result, there was cross-contamination. But with McDonald's, because they were ordered so much, they had their own dedicated fryer, and you could have French fries knowing that they would be gluten-free.
I remember when I worked at McDonald's, you know, 30-something years ago, that it was always a real pain in the neck when somebody ordered French fries with no salt.
Mm.
Because you had to, you know, the bin that they dump the fries in that bin, you shake salt all over it and then scoop it out with the scooper. Well, you'd have to take that entire bin out and clean it and wipe it down.
Oh, wow.
So that there were no salt on it at all.
Oh, and that's always the tip.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everybody who knows that as a tip, don't do it. Because you're causing those people so much trouble.
It is really. I mean, every time somebody ordered it, and you can't say no,
right?
But they would order fries with no salt, and like literally, you would have to dump the fries out that were already in the bin, put them someplace, and then take that bin, which has got holes in the bottom of it, to so that the oil drips down, and it's all full of salt. And you got to take that bin, you got to clean it all out, make sure there's no salt on it at all, and then dump that one batch, just that one batch, one basket of fries in there, just so you can get the one order.
How often would this happen?
I would say, like, once a month, on average.
So it couldn't be like, all right, we'll make a saltless batch and hang on to it,
no.
And it'll come up a few more times tonight.
I don't know how it works now. You know, I mean, maybe there's something different and there's more, different technology now. But back then, that's what we had to do. And there was only one bin, one French fry bin, at least at the store that I worked at. There was just one French fry bin and it was, coated in salt. I mean, the whole bottom of the thing was coated in salt. You had to clean that all up. And cleaning off like greasy salt, that's not an easy task anyway. But yeah, people do love the old. Do you have a favorite French fry, Esmeralda?
I enjoy Arby's and McDonald's.
Now, do you like the curly fry?
Yes.
Yeah, I like the curly fries too. I'm not as crazy about the McDonald's French fries as everybody else is. I like Burger King more. But my favorite French fry, my favorite French fry is White Castle. Those are the crinkly. I like the crinkly fries. The crinkly shaped fries. But yeah, that's my favorite. I will say this. I'm not a big fry guy, because I know people who can get the extra large, get the extra large fries and just eat them all. I very rarely, I'll get a small fry and people will look at me like I'm a child. The small fry is fine with me. But if it's like a large fry, I very rarely eat them all. I'll give them to somebody else and like, here, you finish them. I can't. So I don't know. And if there's an option for onion rings, I would take the onion rings over the French fries. And there's always, Esmeralda, if you order the onion rings, there's always that special treat, like you might get a few fries in there. Like they're all, because they're all in the same, they use the same fryer.
Right.
You might get like a couple extra fries so you can go, oh, look, I ordered onion rings, but I got some fries too. Always a little treat. Billy Bill says, Wendy's French fries dipped in chocolate frosty is the best treat.
Wendy's French fries are the worst. Sorry, Billy Bill. But Wendy's French fries are so disappointing.
Why is that?
They're like too soft.
Mm-hmm.
They're not crispy enough. And then they're kind of mealy. I don't know. They're the most disappointing thing because I love Wendy's.
Well, they have been tested in this Insider Magazine article that I have in front of me. They tested McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, and Five Guys. And then they printed up the results, like who came in first and who came in last. So we'll find out where Wendy's falls in on that category. 312 area code says, McDonald's uses a variable temperature-controlled timer on their deep fryer, so it's consistent. 815 area code says Portillo's has the best fries. Portillo's has great fries. Of course, everything at Portillo's is good. You pretty much can't go wrong if you're ordering food from Portillo's. Yeah, they have got great French fries. And I've often said this. I've said it every time I mention Portillo's. I always mention the chili dog. Best chili dog in the world. I don't know how they do it, but every single time, consistently, there is the absolute right amount of chili on the dog, little cheese, some onions, and it's so good. It's the perfect amount of chili. It's not too much. It's not too little. and it never falls off. You know how most of the time you get a chili dog, it's all sloppy, and you pick it up, you bite into it, and the chili falls off. You got to get a spoon. Not the case with Portillo's. And this is not just in one, you know, this is many different outlets, you know, many different places, many different Portillo's, and it's always consistently the best chili dog. It's the best chili dog ever. Perfect amount of chili, doesn't fall off, stays on. I don't know how they do it. There must be some sort of like rule that they follow in every restaurant, but the best. So, all right, let's take a break here, and then we'll give you your results on the on five major fast food chains and their French fries. And if you guys want to jump in, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. All right. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skylines studio here and on the 18th floor on Wacker. And we're here until 5 a.m. My dad's going to call in and tell a joke because it's Monday and it's a jokey time. If you would like to jump in here, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 312-981-7200. And Insider Magazine tasted French fries at five major fast food chains. And we're going to talk about that. It says, would you like fries with that? The answer is always yes. After all, French fries, the quintessential make or break part of any fast food meal. Even a great fast food burger can be totally ruined by a side of soggy, tasteless fries. Insider wanted to get to the bottom of the great French fry debate and visited five of the major fast food chains on the same day to rank the quality of their fries. And we sampled fries from five popular fast food chains, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, and Five Guys. Although Arby's curly fries often make it to the top of fry rankings, we feel that curly fries are a different beast thanks to their seasoning. Likewise, KFC's potato wedges are too different to compare to your classic shoestring fry. We came up with a totally scientific algorithm based on crispness, freshness, flavor, potato quality, saltiness, and quantity. Each quality is ranked out of five. So we're going to go through this list here. We've got Ike on country in Country Club Hills. Hi, Ike.
Hey, Nick. How's it going with you, man?
All right.
Yeah, I got to tell you, you want to talk about French fries. How about the ones, the Cajun fries on Five Guys? How about that?
I've never had the Cajun fries. I've had the fries from Five Guys, but I've never had Cajun fries.
Oh, my God. They are the best, man. You got to try them out. They may have good burgers, but I tell you, I go for the fries, man. Oh,
okay.
My God.
All right. Well, I'll keep that in mind. Thanks, Ike.
No problem.
Take care. But Five Guys is one of the ones being judged here. We got some texts coming in. 815 area code says, I worked at McDonald's in the mid-90s. We would take a dining room tray to dump the no-salt fries. I never cleaned the entire tray for no-salt orders. Wow. Well, I worked there in the early 80s, so things were a little bit different then. 847 area code says, I love Culver's. Yeah, everything at Culver's is good. Everything at Culver's is good. That place is great. 847 area code says, when my wife was pregnant, I had to go to Wendy's for a Frosty, but McDonald's to the French fries. See, Esmeralda, you're shaking your head on that. That's the way to go,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because those Wendy's fries are terrible.
But the Frosty is good, and dipping the fries into the Frosty, that's a thing. People love it. Linda says Popeyes has great French fries. They've got a bit of Cajun flavoring to them. I always opt when I get a side at Popeyes, it's always mashed potatoes and gravy. Always. Whenever I never opt for the fries. I've had fries from Popeyes before, but my choice is either Cajun rice, which is really really pretty tasty. The Cajun rice is really pretty tasty, or the mashed potatoes and gravy. Esmeralda, do you get what sides do you get when you go to
mashed potatoes?
The gravy is so good. It's so good. And the Cajun rice is good too. Javon from Dallas says waffle fries from Chick-fil-A are amazing. Five Guys fries are blah. Brian says the fries from Gene and Jude's are my favorite. You know why they're so fantastic? Because they mix in with the hot dog. Because they take the fries out. They're fresh cut fries. You actually see them, you know, take the potatoes and cut them. Like, in the machine, they take that little big, with the big metal handle, you put a potato in there, they pull the handle down, sliced, fresh sliced, thrown into the fryer right there. You see them cut the fresh potatoes, and then they salt them, Throw them right on top of the hot dog so it all mixes up. That's the key. Not only is it the fresh potatoes, but you're throwing it on top of the hot dog. Makes everything sort of like just all work together. And then you get a few fries on your hot dog. Gina Jude's is the best. 815 area code says, the two places with the best french fries are Portillo's and Culver's, and I'll take Portillo's over Culver's only because of their cheese sauce. All right. Well, let's see what the results were. Here's the ranking from worst to best. Coming in last place, McDonald's. I find this very surprising, quite frankly, considering how, you know, we were just talking about how much everybody loves McDonald's fries. 15 out of 30, possible. 15 out of 30 it ranked. We bet you were surprised to see the Golden Arches at the bottom of this list, right? Once upon a time, it was no contest. McDonald's fries were once world-renowned for their signature hot golden crispiness. But instead, we were disappointed by how limp and thin these fries were, with way more crisp than potato. They were also unappealing. They had an unappealing chemical aftertaste that could be attributed to old oil in the fryer. At least they were really hot. So for crispiness, they got a 3. For flavor, 1.5. For potato quality, 1.5. For freshness, 3.5. Saltiness, 2. Quantity, 3.5. So they came in last. Next on the list, Esmeralda, Wendy's. As you said, you don't like them. But they did better. They did a little bit better than McDonald's. They came in at 15.5 out of 30. Wendy's fries were disappointingly bland, and the salt was unevenly distributed throughout the bunch, making for an unpleasant-tasting experience. We did like that they were dry and not greasy, were hand-cut so that you could taste some potato skin. It made the French fries feel a lot less mass-produced. The fry oil has not been changed in a while. At least that's the aftertaste. We're strong with this bunch. Crispiness, 2.5. Flavor, 2. Potato quality, 3. Freshness, 3. Saltiness, 2. Quantity, 3. So it's slightly better than McDonald's. Burger King comes in next. The Burger King fries were a pleasant... 20.5 out of 30. Burger King fries were a pleasant surprise. They were thicker cut than we remembered, with a crispy outside and a warm potato-y inside. Our batch contained no disappointing cheap end fries from the bottom of the fryer. Fries also tasted very fresh, but could have used more salt. We were a bit disappointed by the processed aftertaste that seems to plague all large-scale commercial French fries, but overall would not mind chowing down on the BK fries again. 4 for crispiness, 3.5 for flavor, 4 for potato quality, 4 for freshness, 2.5 in both quality and quantity and saltiness. Wasn't there, Dan, am I nuts, or at one point, didn't the Burger King change their fry recipe and people went nuts? Like, they made it, they actually had a sugar sort of coating on them at one time. And I think people were like, you can't, no. I think what they did was they changed the formula. And then people went a little nutty. You can't change the formula on these fries.
Yeah, it changed in 2011, it looks like.
And I remember it was a big deal because people were like, we're not having it. Let me also quickly explain something, Dan. It was not a pleasant time to work at the Jewels when New Coke came out. Could I just say that?
I can imagine.
I can't tell you the number of times I got yelled at by people. What is this new Coke crap? They changed the formula of Coke. And I'm like, hey, I just put it on the shelf, man. I don't work for the Coca-Cola company. This was not my decision. I don't like New Coke either. That whole thing was a fiasco. And then Coke Classic comes back. Yeah, that was ridiculous. Ridiculous. But people were yelling at me like I was Captain Coke. Hey, I'm not Captain Coke. I'm just an idiot who puts stuff on a shelf. Now, excuse me, I have to go bail some cardboard. All right, we're going to break here. We got the news coming up next, and then we'll follow up with the rest of the results of this French fry test. And if you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here, 18th floor, 303 Wacker, here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 has your morning drive. It is Monday morning. That means in just a few minutes, my dad's going to call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey time. That's coming up. We've been talking about this taste test that Insider Magazine did, where they tested five French fries from fast food places. And McDonald's came in last, surprisingly. Wendy's came in second to last, followed by Burger King came in third. And then we have two more left here to talk about. But we've got a bunch of texts that are coming in. If you guys want to join us, it's 312-981-7200. 847 area code said, why didn't McDonald's have one bin set aside for that occasional order of saltless fries? I don't know. But they didn't. And they just had one. There was only one bin. There was only one fry bin. There was no one else out there. Esmeralda nailed it on her description of Wendy's fries. They do have a variation called natural cut fries that have come from with the potato skin on them. Those are a little bit better. 815 area code says Steak and Shake fries are great. They're thin and crispy. Yeah, the Steak and Shake fries are good.
Unless you get them cold.
Why would you get them cold?
Because they don't care.
Oh. Which Steak and Shake did you go to?
I've been to a few where I get the lifeless, sad French fries.
Really? I've always enjoyed the thin and crispy fries, but they were cold, huh? Okay. 630 area code says Fatso seasoned fries and Hopcat fries. What? So I'm assuming Fatso's is a Fatso seasoned fries?
Oh yeah, it's called Fatso's Last Stand. I forget where it is exactly.
Okay.
It's on Chicago maybe?
You're correct. 2258 Chicago.
Then Hopcat fries.
That I don't know.
Don't know Hopcat fries. 269 area code says Al's beef fries. Fantasy.
Wow.
With an exclamation point.
Oh, my.
773 area code says I used to work at Church's Chicken. If we got an order for fries, no salt, we would just fill the box or bag right out of the fry basket after letting them drain for about 30 seconds. All right. I'm sure that there were easier ways. There was an easier way, but that I'm just telling you, back in like 1981 or 82, that's what McDonald's did, at least at the Irving Park and Major, the one I worked at, would have to take that metal bin apart and scrub it down and clean it so there was no salt anywhere. It was a pain in the neck every single time.
So, how did Larry feel about that?
Oh, Larry. Yeah, Larry. He was just waiting for Night Moves to play. So he could sing along to Night Moves. All right, so coming in second is Five Guys. With piles of potato bags on the floor at checkout, it's obvious that Five Guys Burgers and Fries pride themselves on super fresh French fry. On a super fresh French fry. These fries were indeed very fresh and actually tasted the most like the food, the potato. They had a nuanced flavor with no hint of weird aftertaste. You might find similar fries at a mom and pop restaurant. The only catch is that they were super greasy, like dripping through the bag, need extra napkins greasy. As a result, the fries weren't as crispy as they could be, but they were so delicious and plentiful that we weren't complaining too much. Crispiness got a 2, flavor 4.5, quality, potato quality 5, freshness 5, saltiness 3, quantity 5. Five Guys, they love them. Have you been to Five Guys?
It's been a few years now.
Yeah. It's been a while for me, too. I used to go to the one on Roosevelt, South Loop, by Columbia College. There's one right there because that Icon movie theater was right around the corner. I used to go to a ton of screenings there.
Mm.
So that was the one that I used to go to pretty regularly. And then number one is Chick-fil-A. And we've talked about Chick-fil-A in the past, Esmeralda. Overrated.
Yeah.
I mean, I know people have gone nuts over Chick-fil-A, that they sleep outside when a Chick-fil-A opens up. They'll camp out there. And people just praising Chick-fil-A. And I finally went, and I had the regular Chick-fil-A. You know, they said, just get the regular one with the pickle and the blah, blah, blah. And I was really, really, really underwhelmed. So, and also, you always point out the fact that they don't put mayonnaise on it.
Right.
You have to put your own toppings on it. Because it's just a chicken, it's a fillet of chicken, a bun, and a pickle.
And that whole, you know, anti-LGBT thing.
Oh yeah, that's a. There are many. You know, there are many reasons why not to. There are many reasons why not to eat. Not to eat Chick-fil-A.
And I like eating on Sundays.
You can't.
I like eating food on Sundays.
No,
so.
Not according to Chick-fil-A. They scored 25 out of 30. Chick-fil-A might serve waffle fries, but they still taste close enough to the traditional fry. Oh, they sell waffle fries? Why don't I not remember that? Because I think I got fries with my chicken sandwich, but I just don't remember. Nothing about it was memorable.
Yeah.
Except for the line I stood in.
Oh,
that was the
goodness.
Only thing that was memorable, that I stood in a line. I went to the one down here in Chicago.
Yeah. No, those, I remember they're very busy.
Real bit. I mean, this was like right when it opened, so
yeah.
You know, and so they still, let's see, they come close to the taste of a traditional fry, and they're able to be fairly comparable. After much deliberation, Chick-fil-A was our runaway winner. The aroma of the waffle fries made our stomachs growl after a long, greasy afternoon of tasting fries. The crisp to potato ratio was perfect, and their fries tasted homemade without any hint of old oil aftertaste. Our only complaint was that the medium-sized order of fries only came with 11. We could have scarfed down 11 waffle fries, so they're probably
okay.
Crispiness 4.5, flavor 5, potato quality 4, freshness 4.5, saltiness 4.5, quantity 2.5, but Chick-fil-A comes in at number 1.
Want to hear something funny about a Chick-fil-A?
Sure.
I guess they put one in the Atlanta stadium, the football stadium.
Mm-hmm.
It's what day of the week are most football games?
So Sunday. So they're never working.
Well, I know, I guess they have college games there and stuff like that. But
yeah.
I thought that is the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that over the weekend.
That makes no sense.
Who thought of that?
Unless it's a Monday night game or a Thursday night game, they're screwed.
They better be pretty good this year.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't know that. That's pretty funny.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny. All right. So we've got a few more texts here we're going to get to. If you guys want to jump in, 312-981-7200. What do you think of Esmeralda? You like Shake Shack?
Yeah.
I do, too. It's good stuff. How about M-Burger? Have you ever gone to M-Burger?
Yeah. I don't mind it. I wouldn't say it's my favorite.
I like Shake Shack more than M-Burger.
Yeah.
But they're both pretty good. Dan, you ever been to either of those?
I have not. I've been to M-Burger. I have not been to Shake Shack.
Yeah. Shake Shack's really good. Shake Shack is like right across the street from the AMC theaters there at was it Rush and Ohio, so it's right across the street from there. Always packed though. It's another place. It's always packed. So, all right, we got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic, and then we'll wrap this all up. My dad's going to call in and tell a joke. And if you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. We've been talking about this taste test that this magazine did, Inside Magazine did, for tasting and testing out on French fries. And we got some texts that have come in. If you guys want to join us, it's 312-981-7200. 312 area code says, I call BS on this article. If they only ate fries from one location, the McDonald's they ordered from may have had an idiot running the fry station that day, or they could have been on the tail end of the queue time.
Well, that's why you got to ask for the no salt.
Well,
then they'll make you fresh ones.
Then they'll make you fresh fries. Or maybe they don't anymore. Maybe they don't, and they do it differently now. I don't know. Yeah, but there could have been an idiot running the fry station.
Well, we have to take into account these variables.
Yeah. There's just a guy going, hey, throwing fries around the room. 773 area code. Checkers fries are the best with their house seasoning.
They're still Checkers? And what are we, 1993?
No, the Checkers, as far as I know, Checkers are now loan companies.
Yeah.
I always thought
they still give you fries, though.
I always with a deal. Yeah. I always thought that was hilarious when they didn't even, these loan companies, these payday loans companies, didn't even change the facade of the building. Like, they just, it was like a drive-through payday loans, and it was like, that was clearly a Checkers.
Yeah.
The first one that I remember where that got switched over to one of those payday loans things, and again, didn't change the building at all, was the one across the street from Waveland Bowl. There was a Checkers across the street from Waveland Bowl. And I remember going down Western going, what the hell? Wait a minute.
You get so excited because you're like, oh, there's a... Oh, it's a loan place.
It's not a Checkers. Then there was one at Devon and Sheridan. Devon and Sheridan. There was one on the corner of Devon and Sheridan because I used to go to that Checkers when the factory was located in Rogers Park when we were over on Loyola. Well, the factory is now located in Rogers Park in a different place now. But back in the 90s... I would always go to that Checkers to the drive-thru and pick something up if I was on my way to the factory. And then that became a payday loan. It's ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. And I think there wasn't there a reason for it? Because we talked about this before on the air, because it's so ridiculous. You're driving down the street and it's clearly a Checkers, but you can get a loan there. Wasn't there some sort of like reason that they did this, or the company, like one company took over all of the Checkers? And what was the other name of the Checkers and Rally?
Yeah, something like that.
Because there were two different kinds. There was Checkers and there was another brand.
Oh.
And they were essentially the same. Some areas got the Rally, if I want to call it Rallies, and some got Checkers. But they were the same thing.
Right. You know,
it was the same looking drive through all that kind of, the burgers were the same, everything. 312 area code says, my favorite French fries are from 35th Street Hot Dogs over by Guaranteed Rate. They pile the fries right into the hot dog bun. They do the same thing at Gene and Jude's, man.
I can confirm Rallies. I'm still working on the other part.
It's Rallies, okay.
We need these answers.
We need them now. I love this. I call BS on this article. That's pretty strong stuff. There could have been an idiot running the... I think that's my favorite sentence of the morning. There could have been an idiot running the fry station. 262 area code says, McDonald's fries are not cooked long enough. Maybe there's an idiot running the...
Yeah, you might be going to a weird McDonald's.
Where the idiot runs the... So the curly fries now. Let's talk a little bit about how much you enjoy the curly fries. Everybody loves curly fries. Everybody goes nuts over
them. I don't know what, I'm assuming it's the design that gives them the flavor or whatever.
And
Arby's seasons.
I think the seasoning is a little bit different than regular fries, and they do have that, you know, that they have a different texture to them because of that. I always, you know, whenever I go to Arby's, 9 times out of 10, I opt for the potato cakes. I usually get the potato cakes. I love the potato cakes. You ever get the potato cakes?
No.
They're really good. They're really, really good. Dan, you ever get potato cakes? I know everybody goes for curly fries, but I have not had them, though. I go for potato cakes. They're like, you know, they're potato cakes.
Yeah, yeah.
But they don't have the consistency of, like, it's not like you know, the hash browns that you get at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
They're thicker. These potato cakes are thicker, and you get two of them with your order. So, I don't know, but that's what I... Beef and cheddar and the potato cakes. Beef and cheddar. Oh, man. It's one of my favorite fast food sandwiches, and I can't... there's no Arby's anywhere. I used to love the beef and cheddar. You like the beef and cheddar?
Usually get a chicken sandwich.
Oh, the chicken sandwich? They got good chicken sandwiches there. Better than Chick-fil-A.
Beef weirds me out.
Oh, yeah. I can understand that.
Isn't that like liquid or something?
Liquid.
Didn't somebody see that? Some other like competition. They're like, yeah, it comes in liquid.
Okay. Wait. Here's Kevin on WGN. Hey, Kevin.
Hey. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
All right. What's up?
Hey, best fries in the city, in my opinion, are at Jimmy's Red Hots, Grand and Pulaski.
Great place.
Better than anything. Better than Gene and Jude's.
Jimmy's is very similar to Gene and Jude's, though.
Yeah, well, they were the first. They were there before Gene and Juice.
Yeah, I lived at Grand and Central, and would go there all the time.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
they only sell three things: hot dogs, steamed Polish, which you can't find anywhere.
Yep.
And tamales.
And tamales.
They're terrific.
The fantastic tamales that you get at the hot dog stands. All right. Yeah. All right, Kevin. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, Jimmy's is great. Grand and Pulaski.
Esmeralda, that is false, according to Snopes. It is not liquid that is then formed into meat shapes.
It is processed, however. So I don't know what the process is, but anyway, I like Arby's meat. Hey, Dan, what do we got going on tomorrow on the show?
Beverly Gray talking about movies.
The lovely Beverly Gray is going to be with us.
Very nice.
And we'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See you tomorrow.
All right, have a good evening tonight and today and all that stuff. News is up next.